KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have mostly clear skies, and it's 45 degrees. Looking forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 70. Winds southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Taking a look at the weather for today, we look for an elevated fire danger, and that is for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. A combination of conditions, including warming temperatures in the mid-50s to upper 60s, southerly winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40, and relative humidities under 30% will result in an elevated fire weather danger. Ignition of any fields or brush will be at risk of rapidly spreading. Planned burns are discouraged today, and extra caution should be used during outdoor activities that could cause any flammable ignition. Also, there is a red flag warning in effect from 9 a.m. today for 6 p.m. for Fremont County. Again, that is for wind and relative low humidity, and that winds will be south at 20 to 45 miles per hour. And again, any fires that develop will spread rapidly, be very difficult to control. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says mask wearing in public places is the responsible thing to do, but not every situation requires a face covering. Reynolds issued a public health proclamation Monday night requiring masks in these specific circumstances when someone is inside of a public space for at least 15 minutes and unable to stay away 6 feet away from others.
So if you're running in and you're not coming in contact, you can social distance, then you don't need to wear one. And again, Iowans will be responsible. If you have doubt or you're not sure, I would say wear a mask. Err on the side of caution.
Last week, the Centers for Disease Control issued a briefing citing research that indicates cloth face masks prevents the distribution of droplets and protect the person wearing the mask as well as those around him. Reynolds says mask wearing is part of a series of steps Iowans can take to slow the spread of the virus, with the ultimate goal of keeping businesses and schools open. During the news conference Tuesday morning, she answered a question about the pushback on mask mandates.
There's science on both sides, and you know that. If you look, you can find whatever you want to support wherever you're at. And so what I'm saying is, let's do everything we can. Everybody needs to step up and help us stop the spread. And these are some things that you can do, and they're really relatively simple. And if we do them now and really buckle down and double down, you know, hopefully, you know, when we get to Christmas, we'll be able to gather again with our families.
After the news conference, a spokesman for the governor said Reynolds believes the science is settled and masks are effective. According to the Iowa State Education Association, a third of Iowa school districts do not require mask wearing inside of school buildings. Reynolds said that it means the majority are requiring masks, and the rest, she said, will just adjust as they see the numbers of COVID cases rise within their own communities.
Some are closing a building. Some are closing, they're going virtually for a week until they can get their educators or their staff through the quarantine period or through the point where they can come back to school. So right now, we're going to stay where we're at with that, and we'll take a look at it moving forward. And if we have to make adjustments, we will.
COVID is now the third leading cause of death in Iowa, behind only cancer and heart disease. More than 2,000 Iowans have died from the virus since March.
If we all don't step up and do what we need to do to help manage the virus, it's going to get worse. And we're just seeing that.
Reynolds said she'll reassess the mitigation strategies she's ordered in a week, and if hospital capacity continues to be an issue, she may issue new orders. However, the governor indicated shutting down all Iowa schools, as she did at the start of the pandemic, would be near the end of her list. The Exira EHK school board Monday evening passed a face mask covering mandate. Their action came about at the same time as Governor Reynolds was enacting a statewide face mask mandate. Superintendent Trevor Miller said the district's mandate will be in place longer than what the governor imposed.
Our mask mandate will be in place from the time you enter the building until the time you leave the building, and then we'll readdress it at the January 18th board meeting. So I know hers is currently in place for 30 days. We put ours in place until, you know, after the holidays in January, just to see, you know, where numbers are at, and it becomes political and there's different beliefs and that on it, but I just keep reinforcing them with the public health guidelines that if both people have a mask on, you don't lose as many students to quarantine. So the board thought that was a good reasoning. I mean, because everybody has, like I said, their own beliefs, but this helps try to keep kids in school as long as possible.
Miller said their elementary kids were doing a great job with wearing masks, but it was hit and miss with the middle school and high school students.
We've had to send a couple larger groups home just due to the masks that they weren't wearing them properly or weren't wearing them at all. So we wanted to have this in place just so that way it's easier consistency for everybody in the district. So IKA Manning, we did put a mask mandate in place as well, but our kids there were like the ones that ought to have been done a really good job. It was just we wanted to just have that extra layer in place for to make sure that when we say the expectation that we can enforce it.
In other business, the Exira EHK board Monday night reelected their current president, Kevin Peterson, and vice president, Tammy Fahn. They also approved the resignation of Rick Nielsen from Instrumental Music after more than 40 years in education.
He had retired once and then came back as part-time, but he's going to retire officially for the second time after 43 years in education on the end of the semester. So, I mean, 43 years in education is a long time. He's done a great job, and he deserves some retirement time. He kind of been talking about it, and we just kind of said, okay, let's do it if you want to do it. We have four applicants for the position, so I know we'll be interviewing at the end of this week. So hopefully one of them work out, and he's been great for 43 years.
Other resignations included Andrew Nolly, assistant volleyball, and Doug Newton, junior high football. Hires include Trent McJelson and Alex Hansen for junior high boys basketball, along with Andrea Nolly and Courtney Peppers for junior high girls basketball. The Griswold School Board also met Monday evening separately and took time out to view the governor's address to Iowans with regard to COVID-19. Superintendent Dave Henricks told KJAN that the board was already set to discuss the mask mandate within the school and or athletic events, and the end results was the status quo.
Masks are required from anyone in the school building during the school day, and that's going to continue until further notice, just because nobody really knows when things are going to improve, so we'll just keep monitoring that.
Henrik said as far as high school athletics are concerned, those will continue as usual.
And for events, each participant will be allowed to have two spectators. Everyone in attendance of those events must wear a mask, and they must social distance unless they're from the same household. And so, again, we're just following the state rule.
Until January 10th, however, all junior high youth sports are postponed or suspended, and wrestling cheerleading is canceled for the year. In other business, the Griswold School Board elected Rob Peterson to succeed Aaron Hauser as president, while Don Smith continues as vice president. The board accepted two early retirement applications from longtime instructors. One of them is Kevin Blair, the agricultural and FFA advisor.
Kevin has been a teacher for 33 years and served the Griswold District for 15. And the other early retirement that was approved last night is Kim Wood, and she is a middle school, high school special education teacher, and she also has 33 years of experience. So those two will be greatly missed, but we certainly are happy for them to be able to move on to the next chapter of their lives. So those will be effective at the end of the school year.
That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.